This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're waking up with Andy and Adrian here on Joy 94.9. Now, we've got a very funny and very cute young man on the phone.
One of the rising stars of Australian TV.
Oh, I think he's already risen. It's Charlie Pickering. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm not sure if we can say that I've already risen. I'm very new. I'm very new to the world.
No, I think he's referring to Morning Glory because it's still early.
It is very, very early.
Because, you know, probably 12 months ago, you know, unless you were part of a certain kind of specific subsection who listened to kind of some areas, you might go, who's Charlie Pickering? But now you're everywhere.
Yeah, I think 12 months ago, I had just been given a job and I was getting ready to film a show called Cash Cab on Channel V on Foxtel,
yeah,
which is a quiz show in a cab where I would pick people up off the street and ask them questions.
Sounds like fun.
And that was my foray into TV, which is only a year ago.
Yeah, there you go.
It's amazing what a year can do. Now, originally you were a lawyer, and in about 2000, I think you made that transition into comedy. And what is it? Because I know Sean McAuliffe, the host of Talking About Your Generation, did pretty much the same thing. What is it about that transition from law to comedy?
Oh, look, I think deep down I just wasn't meant to be a lawyer, but I fooled myself into doing it. And all it was, I think the penny drops at different times for people that aren't meant to be a lawyer, that they go, hang on, this just isn't worth the trouble. I should go and do something I want to do.
Yeah, I like talking, but that doesn't mean I should be a lawyer.
That is exactly right. Just because you're a good talker doesn't mean you're going to make a good Supreme Court judge.
Was it to do with your parents? Like, did your parents sort of, you know, pressure you into going, oh, you got to get a stable job, you got to get something that's going to give you a long career?
Yeah, they I'm just trying to think. They didn't really pressure me into the law, but it's safe to say that they were very disappointed when I walked away from it to become a comedian.
I'm going to tell jokes.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember the day I told them that I'd quit my job in a law firm and I was going to be a stand-up comedian, and my mum was washing dishes in the kitchen sink sort of silently and would occasionally just look into the back garden with this distant stare and then just sigh. Go, oh,
yeah. Awkward.
Yeah.
you should have come out with "Hi, Mum, I'm gay," and then told her about the radio thing, because then the quitting your job thing, because then that would have been fine.
She would have focused on the gay thing, and then not that you are, but that would have diverted her attention, and then you would have said, "By the way, I'm not gay, but I am going to comedy,"
and then it would have all been fine. Reverse strategic.
In the emotional storm that created.
That's exactly right.
Strategic. Now, the 7 PM Project is a new show on Channel 10, which I'm sure everyone would have heard about. Congratulations on the show.
Thank you very much.
And what you're doing there. Now, look, half an hour a day. How much work is involved in getting half an hour of TV on the 7 PM Project up?
I think people would be terrified to know how much it takes. Because I'm just trying to think. The show, people start working on the show at about 7 in the morning.
Whoa.
I'm in probably for about 10 in the morning. But the team that puts it together, there's about 25, 30 people that get it on air. It's quite an enormous effort.
Is that your hairstylist, your makeup, your...
That's a bit bloody rude.
My wardrobe takes up 15 of those people.
I love it. I bet you have a bigger wardrobe than Kerry Bickmore. You know, why not?
Well, that's only because she's about a size nothing.
20 people, that's huge. That's like researchers and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, because that's the thing. If you're going to do news on commercial TV, you have to be correct. You know, you can't just make things up. And as a comedian, I'm constantly in situations where I'm going, I can't believe I'm in this situation. Like last night on the show, I got to say the phrase, moving from the tragedy in PNG to China now.
Yeah.
And then in my head, I'm going, you're a comedian, dude. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Do you find that hard? The 7 PM Project is clearly lighthearted kind of entertainment, but you've got to cover the Kokoda tragedy. You've got to discuss what goes on in China. Do you find that difficult?
Yeah, I don't personally, because I've always been into proper news. Like, news has always been a passion for me. So it's kind of a bit of instinct. All I have to do is just be careful that you can't be laughing just before you throw to something sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. 15 people died today. Yeah. You can't do that.
You've got to put on that yarn event head tilt serious look, you know? You've got to channel Yarn Event.
All right, hey, we're going to do a quick little thing, getting to know you. A couple of quick questions where just random, quick fire, and painful, easy. It'll be like a waxing a strip of hair off. You won't feel anything once it's off.
Okay,
great. Sure. Go, Andy, you start.
All right, the first question. Most recently purchased CD?
Geordie Lane Sleeping Patterns.
Wow, hot. Going to have to Google that one. What's the best meal that your mum makes?
Beef Wellington. My mum makes an amazing beef Wellington.
What's the beef? Is that like a
stew? It's a gumboot, and she puts it in a pot of hot water.
Yeah. Nice, nice.
That's
very
exactly
nice.
Right.
Very earthy dish. I like that. Yeah. Now, describe your favourite pair of undies and what they look like.
I have recently bought a new pair of Bonds boxers, and they're plain black boxers with an elastic top.
Oh.
And they're actually just, it's like, I haven't worn boxers for many, many years, and they're really comfy.
We're going to have
really
to,
like
we need to maybe help you invest in a new pair of underwear, perhaps. It's,
now.
Nothing against Bonds. No. Okay, and a movie that made you cry, because we know you're a sensitive lad.
Steel Magnolias.
That is classy. A brilliant answer.
Yep. You got the thumbs up from us on that one.
It's got Dolly. It's got it's got everyone in that
one. All-star cast.
Olympia Dukakis. Everyone.
Yeah. Well, the longer you realise the list of names, the more embarrassing that gets.
Yeah. It's okay. You're in good company here. It's all right.
Great chatting to you, Charlie. Congratulations on the show. All the best with it. Thanks for coming on.
Terrific, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. And when's the show on? What time?
I think it's at 7.
Yeah. 7?
Yeah.
I always struggle when what time the 7:30 report is on as well. That's a really lame joke. I was trying to be funny. Didn't really work.
You're listening to Andy Agent on Joy 94.9. See you, Charlie.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.